God's people, let's take the scriptures and turn to Ezekiel chapter 4. And this evening we're reading chapter 4, verse 1, and we'll go through the end of chapter 5. So chapter 4 and chapter 5 this evening. Ezekiel chapter 4, and starting in verse 1, these are the words of God. Now you, son of man, get yourself a brick, place it before you and inscribe a city on it, Jerusalem. Then lay siege against it, build a siege wall, raise up a ramp, pitch camps and place battering rams against it all around. Then get yourself an iron plate and set it up as an iron wall between you and the city. And set your face toward it so that it is under siege and besiege it. This is a sign to the house of Israel. As for you, lie down on your left side and lay the iniquity of the house of Israel on it. You shall bear their iniquity for the number of days that you lie on it. For I have assigned you a number of days corresponding to the years of their iniquity, 390 days. Thus you shall bear the iniquity of the house of Israel. When you have completed these, you shall lie down a second time, but on your right side and bear the iniquity of the house of Judah. I have assigned it to you for 40 days, a day for each year. Then you shall set your face toward the siege of Jerusalem with your arm barred and prophesy against it. Now behold, I will put ropes on you so that you cannot turn from one side to the other until you have completed the days of your siege. But as for you, take wheat, barley, beans, lentils, millet, and spelt. Put them in one vessel and make them into bread for yourself. You shall eat it according to the number of days that you lie on your side, 390 days. Your food which you eat shall be 20 shekels a day by weight. You shall eat it from time to time. The water you drink shall be the sixth part of a hin by measure, and you shall drink it from time to time. You shall eat it as a barley cake, having baked it in their sight over human dung. Then the Lord said, thus will the sons of Israel eat their bread, unclean, among the nations where I will banish them. But I said, ah, Lord God, behold, I have never been defiled. For from my youth until now I have never eaten what died of itself or was torn by beasts, nor has any unclean meat ever entered my mouth. Then he said to me, see, I will give you cow's dung in place of human dung, over which you will prepare your bread. Moreover, he said to me, son of man, behold, I am going to break the staff of bread in Jerusalem, and they will eat bread by weight and with anxiety, and drink water by measure and in horror, because bread and water will be scarce, and they will be appalled with one another and waste away in their iniquity. As for you, son of man, take a sharp sword, take and use it as a barber's razor on your head and beard. Then take scales for weighing and divide the hair. One third you shall burn in the fire at the center of the city when the days of the siege are completed. Then you shall take one third and strike it with the sword all around the city, and one third you shall scatter to the wind. And I will unsheath a sword behind them. Take also a few, a number from them, and bind them in the edges of your robes. Take again some of them and throw them into the fire and burn them in the fire. From it a fire will spread to all the house of Israel. Thus says the Lord God, this is Jerusalem. I have set her at the center of the nations, with lands around her. But she has rebelled against my ordinances more wickedly than the nations, and against my statutes more than the lands which surround her. For they have rejected my ordinances and have not walked in my statutes. Therefore thus says the Lord God, because you have more turmoil than the nations which surround you, and have not walked in my statutes, nor observed my ordinances, nor observed the ordinances of the nations which surround you. Therefore thus says the Lord God, behold, I, even I, am against you. And I will execute judgments among you in the sight of the nations. And because of all your abominations, I will do among you what I have not done, and the like of which I will never do again. Therefore the fathers will eat their sons among you, and sons will eat their fathers. For I will execute judgments on you and scatter all your remnant to every wind. So as I live, declares the Lord, surely, because you have defiled my sanctuary with all your detestable idols and with all your abominations, therefore I will also withdraw, and my eye will have no pity, and I will not spare. One third of you will die by plague or be consumed by famine among you. One third will fall by the sword around you, and one third I will scatter to every wind, and I will unsheath a sword behind them. Thus my anger will be spent, and I will satisfy my wrath on them, and I will be appeased. Then they will know that I, the Lord, have spoken in my zeal when I have spent my wrath upon them. Moreover, I will make you a desolation and a reproach among the nations which surround you in the sight of all who pass by. So it will be a reproach, a reviling, a warning, and an object of horror to the nations who surround you when I execute judgments against you in anger, wrath, and raging rebukes. I, the Lord, have spoken. When I send against them the deadly arrows of famine, which were for the destruction of those whom I will send to destroy you, then I will also intensify the famine upon you and break the staff of bread. Moreover, I will send on you famine and wild beasts, and they will bereave you of children. Plague and bloodshed also will pass through you, and I will bring the sword on you. I, the Lord, have spoken. And that is the word of the Lord. Now this, what happens in these chapters, this happens before Jerusalem has been besieged and before it's been destroyed by Babylon. And so we kind of, from Jeremiah, we kind of go back in time. And yet many are already in exile. If you remember in Jeremiah, many had gone to exile before the judgment of Jerusalem came. And Ezekiel, and different than Jeremiah, Ezekiel is with the exiles, and yet there are many who are still very positive amongst them, in those exiles, about Jerusalem remaining strong. And he prophesies here, as he's told, of the fortifications around and against Jerusalem, which will take place on all sides of Jerusalem, and this will strangle Jerusalem. Food will not be allowed in. And then, them being weak, they will attack with the sword. So there will be famine. They will eat, because there's no other option, they will eat unclean things and waste away and be weakened. And that's chapter 4. Chapter 5, more judgments of God are promised, which were coming with all speed and force upon the Jewish nation, which would utterly ruin Jerusalem. Because when the Lord judges, He will succeed in judging. He is faithful. And so this destruction of Judah and Jerusalem in chapter 5 is represented by a sign, the cutting and burning and scattering of Ezekiel's hair through verse 4. This is expounded further, applied further to them. First, in the sin that they are being charged with, that is the rebellion against the Lord, their abominations they have done in the worship of God, not obeying His commandments and the statutes. Verse 11, they have defiled the temple with idols and other abominations. And the result we find in verse 8 through 10, God will be against them and judge them so much that the fathers will eat their sons and the sons will eat their fathers. That's how great the famine will be. And in keeping with His judgments, much like Jeremiah, they are promised there will be plague and famine or sword. In Jeremiah it said sword, famine, and pestilence. It's the same here. These are slightly different wording though. Famine, sword, and then the blowing away with the wind scattered. And so again, we're hearing about the destruction, Judah and Jerusalem, and the ruin from a prophecy of Ezekiel, who is with the exiles in Babylon. Jeremiah, remember, he's doing the same thing, but he's in Jerusalem prophesying to the people there who are still hardened their hearts. Now, beloved, we are called here and reminded here to love the Lord. We are to love Him, His commandments, His statutes, that we would not rebel against Him, that we would not be judged. A greater judgment, which would come if we did. A greater judgment than these described here. Because our judgment would not be just earthly, with sword, famine, and pestilence, but our judgment would be damnation forever in hell. And so we need to be warned about that, And with that warning, be strengthened to look to the Lord again for help and for strength to love Him and keep His commandments. Let's pray. Our Father, we're thankful for Your inerrant, infallible, fully authoritative and sufficient Word for us, Your people, even today, many years after this occurred. And Father, we're thankful that You have given us this Your Word, that You can warn us, Your people, that we would not be like Israel. Because we have a Savior, we have Jesus Christ, the Righteous One, who's gone before us, who's lived that perfect righteous life, who died the perfect death so that we would not have to die, and who rose from the dead to give us life forever. And we believe in Him. We believe not only the facts of the Gospel, what He did while He was on the earth and now ascended and seated at the right hand of God, You the Father Almighty, but we trust it for our life, all that He did. And we submit unto You all in all things. Father, we love You and we desire to keep Your commandments. And so, Father, we are asking that You would send Your Spirit, that we would not be like Israel, but that You would shower us with Your grace to enable us to obey You, to keep Your commandments, to love Your Son, to love the Gospel, and to heed Your Word. Father, You give us many, many things, innumerable blessings, promised to us, guaranteed for us. And yet often, every day, in the world, even when we gather for worship, we take those blessings for granted, we take the Gospel for granted, we take Your Son for granted, even grieving the Holy Spirit whom You've given us in our hearts. And Lord, we are seeking that You would forgive us of our sins. If we say that we have no sin, then we deceive ourselves. Father, surely we do sin in many ways, including those ways just mentioned. And so, Father, forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. May Your Son be that advocate, Jesus Christ, the Righteous One, pleading for us in heaven, that You would receive us as Your servants in His righteousness, and also now as we continue, that You would receive our worship in Christ alone, in His perfecting of our worship before You. May our worship in Him be pleasing in Your sight and glorify Your name. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.